Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa! There it is. That's how you can tell the weekend is right around the corner here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get back into some Braves conversation here in just a minute as they get set to take on the lowly Colorado Rockies at home.
Is their win streak longer than the Braves right now?
Well, over the last 10 games, they've won twice as many as the Braves have.
Which a juggernaut.
Just kind of puts in perspective how bad the Braves have been.
They figured it out. The Rockies have figured it out.
Yeah, I don't, you know. let's let that not be true over the last three when we come in on Monday.
Right.
That's all we care about, right? Like, who's the Rockies been beating anyway? Probably some bums.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so too.
That's why the Braves have been struggling. They've been playing like, you know, only the greatest teams all the time.
Right.
No, that's not
true. That's not why.
That's right.
Yeah.
Every time the Braves have a team come in, oh, this team's lost seven
in
a row.
They always
They've lost. They've lost 10 of 12.
But it's so crazy because we're not making that up.
Oh, they fired their manager yesterday.
Yeah, we're not making that up.
Oh, like, they all have gout and they can't even walk. They still beat the
Braves.
Teams
come in here 2-6 in the last eight or 1-7 in the last eight.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And they beat them.
That's why this is encouraging because the Braves are those guys this time. The Braves are 2-8 in their last 10.
Oh.
The Rockies are 4-6 in their last 10.
All right.
So the Braves are worse than them.
This is a get
over
right.
Over the last 10.
Get
so
right
the,
series.
Exactly. The Braves need the get right.
Get right series.
Not to be the get right. That's what we need. That's what we need.
All right. Well, I mean, it starts tonight with Bryce Elder.
Yeah, look, I mean,
he's been great.
It shouldn't be all that much to ask. Like, and it's hard to sweep a Major League Baseball team. I get that. Mm. But that's kind of where we're at.
The Braves been swept?
You got to of course. you have to at the very least how you lose 8 of your last 10. Swept back-to-back series.
Yeah.
You got it. I mean, you have to start doing it, otherwise you're not going to do it.
No, they're 15 games back.
Especially against teams like this.
I didn't realize they were 15 games back. I knew they were far, but I didn't pay attention to it. They're 15 damn games back from the Mets. And we talked earlier in the show, they got the Mets coming up twice this month, and then also the Phillies. Right? Am I right on that?
Well, they got the Mets, so after they're done with the Rockies,
yes.
7 of their next 10 games are against the Mets.
Okay.
3 right. at home, 4 on the road.
Okay, so I mean, you got the opportunity to cut into the lead. But you can't cut into the lead until you get this one. And y'all, I mean, I think the Braves should sweep this series against the Rockies. I would love to see. And you got three really good guys going. I mean, hopefully Spencer Strider can have a good day tomorrow.
Yep.
And we already know what Chris Sale's going to do on Saturday.
Pretty much.
On Sunday afternoon. We know what's going to happen right there. But can these bats get going? Can Michael be at home and get his groove on and everything like that? Ronald Acuña's been amazing. Stay like that. Other guys who are coming around and having month so far, keep going. But they need to have a complete 6-0, 7-1, something like that type weekend. And I would love to say, now, am I 100% sure they're going to have a hell no? Are you, I'm more on the other side of how it's been looking? Yeah.
Are you expecting it to happen?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yep.
Because of desire?
Yes.
Yeah. Because of fanhood.
Yeah. Now, am I realistic to think that I wouldn't be surprised if the offense struggled against the lonely Colorado Rockies? No.
Now, I think you can sweep them even if the offense struggles.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm trying to be... Because I expect them to sweep them, too. And not because of how they're playing, but just because of how bad the Rockies are. And it's time. Like, it's getting late early. It got late early. Yes. When you start 0-7, the magnifying glass is closer. And then when you do what they've done over the last couple of weeks, you undo all the good you did in the month between. So, yeah, I mean, I would love to start talking about the NL East standings. But I'm not even there. I mean, we shouldn't even really
think about or mention it.
Yeah. If they're able to handle some business against the Mets in that 7 out of 10 stretch they have coming up, then maybe. But there's a flip side of that where you're more than 20 games out before the end of June. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's a, you know, the way they're playing and the way the Mets are playing is not like, not crazy to think like that. But you just got to start stacking series together, and you just got to start seeing, like, here's the things that I realistically hope for this weekend. Or not even hope for, because you can hope for anything and be unrealistic. Here are the things that I realistically expect this weekend.
All right.
I need Spencer Strider to have, like, an actual looking like Spencer Strider start.
Down.
As opposed to, oh, he looks better than he did last time. And I get it. Like, it's a process, and I'm not trying to be... disrespectful towards what he's gone through. I know he's come back from a long time off in a serious surgery and all of that, but like he has had a number of starts now and he has looked better in them and the Rockies are awful.
Yeah.
Like this feels like the one where he's maybe
mow them down.
Yeah, go 6 or 7.
A 10 limb strikeout.
Exactly. Double digit strikeouts and really, you know, start looking like not just better, but start looking like the Spencer Strider. I mean, you said it already, but Chris Sale, you know what Chris Sale's going to do on Sunday.
He's going to be outstanding.
He just needs to do it.
Yes.
And then it kind of feels like Ronald Acuna might have to do this himself offensively. And I'm fine with that. Like, just keep doing it. Because he started off something in Milwaukee that looks like
how 2023. How we thought it was going to look when he got back.
Like in September.
Yes.
He's looked much better than I thought he was going to look.
Such a horse.
He is. He's looked much better already than I thought he was going to look. I was hoping he'd look like this by the end of the year. He already looks, like, to me, far and away better than I thought he was going to. Go out there and pulverize the Rockies and help and win the series. He can do enough damage himself in three games if those three guys pitch decently to win the series.
Yep.
And then we don't have to expect guys that haven't done it for a year and a half to do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I would like to see them too.
Oh, sure. It'd be great to see Michael get hotter. But, like, you know, and hopefully sometime it will. But until it does,
we'll just wait.
I'm going to stop trying to talk it into existence because it hasn't.
Yeah,
you know?
It hasn't, man. But, you know, I mean, it only takes in baseball is a lot different than a lot of other sports because there's so many damn games and there'll be lulls and all those different things. Like the only player that's not having a lull is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, he doesn't do lulls.
Yeah, Aaron doesn't do Judge.
He gets hurt sometimes.
Yeah, but other than that,
when he's healthy,
he's just a masher.
Yeah, like the thing about it is his when they put up his stats, it's always like, yep, no one's done this since Babe Ruth.
Yeah,
like, he's
unbelievable.
Okay.
He's unbelievable. Okay. But yeah,
and not just in Yankees history,
in baseball history. But yeah, they need to get right and give us something to come back Monday to as a fan. Of enjoyment, man, of some kind of glimmer hope. Right now, I still don't have any hope, meaning I don't see light at the tunnel. As far as, even knowing there are so many more games left, I don't see no light. All I see is darkness. That's all I see now.
Deliver us from the darkness, Chris. That's what we're asking for. Because here's the thing. Like, even if they do sweep the Rockies, we come in on Monday and we're like, good, that's what you should have done to this baseball team. There's a dark flip side, though.
Yeah, dog.
Like,
because
remember, they went up there and took the first two, and then they lost game three. And even losing game three of that series felt terrible because how bad they were at the time. Like, again, like they're a team that everybody sweeps.
Yeah.
They won their first series of the year last week.
Yep.
The whole year. Yep. Their first series that they won of the season. And it's not getting better for them either. Like, it's not like there's hope around the corner. All their best guys that they've paid money to are hurt or terrible. Like, Herman Marquez, who's on the mound tonight, has been there for a long time. He's like their main pitcher. He's got a 7 ERA. He's awful. Yeah. Chris Bryant can't even walk. Like I read in one of the Athletic baseball articles that he's ready to start rehab, but he can't run. Well, then how's he ready to start rehab?
Like curls? And
yeah, stuff? Sure. He could do some yoga, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. Damn. But yeah, so that's kind of where they're at. What they're thinking, and here's something you can maybe keep an eye on if we're being optimistic about what the Braves could do, is there's a guy or two on this roster that you might like.
Yeah.
You know? There's a bullpen pitcher that throws 101.
They were the team when they were talking about, you know, as far as teams going after some of their players, it was the Rockies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Rockies. Don't let Arcia come in here and have a day. I mean, and I just don't. And I would be real irritated if he came to this thing and looked like Aaron Judge.
Yeah, like, I mean, that would be.
Like, he is, like, in that.
That'd be a problem.
He is, like, making stops in the outfield, turning double plays. Like, that'd be real frustrating to me.
If, you know, I don't know.
He's coming in with a lot of momentum.
He's coming in hot. He had a walk-off last night, you know. He's done more in 3 weeks in Colorado than he did in the last year and a half in Atlanta.
Because he's got opportunities, Andy.
Well, he was playing a little bit last year, yeah. He was playing his everyday shortstop last year. And he seemed to be up every single time the game was on the line. So there were some opportunities. There's a reason why he lost those opportunities. The problem is the guy that took the opportunities from him, we kind of liked him at first because it was like, all right, this is fine. So my dad's favorite guy because he's short.
Is he still?
I don't know. We'll ask him tonight. I don't know. I don't know if my dad's still the number one
Nick Allen fan club guy.
Maybe. I mean, he's still short, and that's what my dad liked about him.
He didn't grow.
My dad didn't say anything about his defense or his bat.
He just said because he's short.
He liked him because he was short, and he still is. So, the guy that is playing shortstop for the Braves is not playing well either, so that makes it a little bit worse too. But, yeah, it's not like fully the Desmond Ritter Raiders-Falcons thing. It's not fully that, but it's
– How is it not?
But it's got similarities, though.
How is it not?
It's not fully because it's not quarterback.
This dude but
it's,
has a pot, but I'm saying.
it's got similarities.
This dude, oh, God. I'm just done. I know they can't do walk-offs because, you know, the Braves are.
Right.
Yeah, the Braves are the home team. But, boy, I could see him hitting in two runs top of the ninth.
Attaboy, Arcia.
Attaboy, Arcia.
Attaboy, Arcia.
I never seen a man take another man's soul and then punch him.
The only time I saw it like that was when Jim Harbaugh took Jim Schwartz's soul after that 49ers-Lions game.
Yeah, I already shook his hand.
Man never coached another game in the NFL.
I mean, I would have.
Give me that soul.
Give me that.
Son.
Like, why does my handshake got to be like...
Why are you hitting me like that?
Like, they don't like it, sir.
Get out of here. I know.
But, no, this is like about you, like...
Clearly.
Why did you grab my hand that hard?
What are you running up on me like this for? But he let him do it. And then they fired him. Nobody's heard from him since. And I think he's on, like, a staff
Isn't he Detroit, D.C.?
I don't know. Harbaugh went on to win a national championship. Wear khakis every day. Drink a lot of milk.
Got his hip fixed, so he ain't limping no more.
J.J. Spahn leads the U.S. Open currently, still at 4-under. He's through two holes today, so even par on the day. Shot 66 yesterday. Sam Burns shot a 65 today. He's in second place. Best score so far on Friday. Victor Hovland almost done with his round. He's 2-under for the tournament, 3-under for the day as well. All your U.S. Open coverage right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, brought to you by Georgia Hemp Company. Check out our new locations. By Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Advisors by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta, open to everyone, and by Humberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option. That's U.S. Open coverage all week long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The AMA is next, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, we got six phone lines. Load them up. Ask us anything. Father's Day related if you'd like to. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.